Hello and welcome to episode 202 of the Rustical Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Sel Sidebottom. Oh, wait. Fel Sidebottom with fangs.
And Azu...
How are we doing? I've got half the party currently feeling all lackadaisical. I've got one of you starting to trip over your words.
I'm doing all right, thanks.
Yeah, you got a load of hit points. Let's ignore you.
So what's Hamid's charisma score now?
15.
Yeah, so cells is 6.
But it expresses itself differently for different characters.
That's true. Cell is currently... a beastie.
So, we are currently in the very bowels of Svalbard, and we're making friends by literally scooping chunks of your personality and putting it into them. Thus, friends are made.
That's how you make friends, yeah.
However, this friend may have tactically misstepped a little bit by placing itself in the middle of all of you and running out of move because Alex forgot he's playing Pathfinder instead of 5th Ed. So if this turns into a comp stomp, you know, fair play, that's my fault.
I don't think it will be.
We are currently fighting basically the colour purple, I think is your description of it so far.
Colour out of space, no.
With that in mind then, can I please... pass the turn, we're still an initiative, to you, Sel. You are in a wide stairway corridor facing off against... the colour purple.
It seems to be a magically thing. I think Cell might know about as much as I do in that magically things probably immune to lots of stuff, but maybe magical frost bombs might actually do some damage.
Okay. Now, a couple of things I should make you aware of since this thing is deliberately up in everyone's grill.
Yep.
Most range attacks can trigger an attack of opportunity if you're trying to use a ranged attack up close. Also, if you want to move away from the creature in this system, you're going to want to take a 5-foot step.
A 5-foot flap cell flying.
My mistake. You are correct. A 5-foot flap.
Yep.
Otherwise, you will be triggering attacks of opportunity as well.
That's cool. So, cell is going to take a 5-foot flap. Can they 5-foot flap diagonally?
Yep.
Cool. There. Flip.
So you're now next to Zolf. Zolf loads a hit point Smith.
Yeah, and going to throw frost bombs into the middle of it. I can make the decision to throw one in, see what happens, and then decide whether to throw the next, can't I?
Correct, yeah. That's absolutely
so
correct.
So going to throw first bomb.
Understood. You will need an attack roll.
Yes, I'm getting there.
Ideally, a terrible one.
No.
That 17.
You miss. It goes blah, 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 and kind of warps around it. It's incredibly difficult to get a bead on it because it doesn't really have a shape.
Okay, that's -1 bomb.
You didn't roll poor enough to hit your allies, though. I'll say for that.
Do you have splash damage, and do you apply that on a miss?
Yes.
I would allow you to apply splash damage because this thing's big enough. It is, for listeners' benefit, about 15 feet by 15 feet across.
So. Yeah, so if you're throwing something into the middle of it...
In which case, it's 12 splash cold damage.
Boo! Nothing happens.
Nothing happens?
Oh, dear.
Nothing
okay,
happens.
Well, that's good. That tells me a lot. I don't have any other bombs that might do the...
Then leave.
Yes, Cell flies off...
You can't. You took a 5-foot step.
Cool. In which case, Sal isn't going to waste more bombs.
Let's be honest, okay? Hamid's the delicious one here. You're probably fine. In which case, then, Zolf, you are up.
I cast Shield of Faith on Sal, which gives them a +2 deflection bonus to AC.
Nice. Yeah.
Ooh, good shout.
With an additional +1 to the bonus for every 6 levels you have. Okay, so you get +3. AC, +3, and you have that for 10 minutes, so, like, the fight, really.
Yeah.
And then I will move, because I should take my own advice. 5, 10,
no, not away,
15,
don't move away.
20.
Oh, this is going terribly, by which I mean it's actually going pretty much to plan. Azu, you are up.
Right.
Can I recommend holding your action again?
No.
And again and again?
Azu is probably... See, Helen is thinking, you could try to hit the thing. But Azu is frightened and tired And I think is going to run instead. Especially because she said out loud, I agree with Zolf. Zolf is also running away. On the other hand, Azu is next to Hamid. So may instinctively attempt to protect Hamid. On the other hand...
Toss the hobbit.
Isn't he flying?
Yeah, so that means you could throw him even further.
Throw him like a paper aeroplane.
Hamid, are you injured? I mean, Bryn, are you injured?
Only a tiny bit.
Okay.
Visibly, Hamid seems fine.
But I do have fewer hit points than normal because my con has been drained.
Okay.
Nom, 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 nom.
There's nothing I can do to help with that right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do what Azu would do, which is does not want to fight the thing. She does not know what it is. The last time she was in a void, it was not great. She's going to say, Hamid, come on. And move. Might double move. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
Because she can't go the other. So she is moving away from the void for audience, but in the opposite direction to Zolf because the void is between her and Zolf.
Yes!
The void has split the party.
Oh, dear.
I'll have an attack of opportunity, please.
What? No!
Okay, if we knew it had reach, which you can presumably tell from the way its tendrils snake, you could, instead of double moving, take the withdraw action.
Yeah, I'll allow you to make the withdraw action, but you will trigger an attack of opportunity. I misread its reach.
Right.
So with the withdraw action means you only get to single move instead of double move. You have to move in a straight line, but you do not trigger attacks of opportunity while withdrawing.
It's an explicit thing,
though. If you're moving away from enemies in
general. You can see that this thing has reach. What you can't tell is how much reach it has, yeah. Because it has a blah, 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 blah shape.
It's tangly.
It is tangly. It's proper tangly.
I am still going to move, because it sounds like I'm going to get attack of opportunity anyway.
Understood. So when you moved, you triggered an attack of opportunity. I sort of pre-rolled it before I blah, blah, blah.
Fine.
I haven't looked at the score.
Go here.
What's your AC?
My touch AC is only 9.
Okay, in which case then, give me a fort save.
That's a 28.
Boo. You take 11 damage. Are you carrying any mundane equipment, like a backpack or something similar, on your torso?
Actually, yeah. I'm carrying mundane axes.
Cool.
And a Morning Star.
As this thing sweeps out and basically stretches out to grab you as you go back, they disintegrate.
That's fine. I never use them anyway.
They just...
they're ornamental Morning Stars.
They disintegrate, I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark style.
Oh, no!
Alex, I have realised this is another way that you can yet again get Zolf to have a fight in the nude. Because it is a running theme of the campaign, so...
You may be ahead of me again.
Excellent. Good stuff. I really need to get some magical underpants.
No! Nudes off for the win.
There go the Morning Star, the two throwing axes, and the adamantine axe that Azu picked up in Damascus, none of which I have used at any point during this campaign, I don't think.
And they too have passed like dust in the wind.
Aww.
Literally like dust in the wind. In which case, though, you do get your move off.
Okay, I'm just going to... I still yell at Hamid to hurry up and run away with me.
Elope, Hamid!
Slightly
elope!
Different vibe. Sod this dungeon. Let's live together.
Skrark is up.
I was just going to say, I think you've only moved once. Helen, you can move again because you took the attack of opportunity.
Oh, okay. In which case, I want to just have a little geography check with you. Is this, like, high up?
So, by this, you're talking about on the far side of the double doors, there are a pair of thrones. Yes, there is about 30 feet in step seating between the sort of thrones that's looking down into the dead plant monster and a lit brazier between the throne and the plants. Give me a knowledge arcana, actually, for free.
I don't have any.
Okay, give me just a roll, a d20.
Okay.
We've established what was going on in the magic lessons.
The ever-burning brazier probably won't burn you. Like, ever-burning torches tend to be for light and warmth, but not, like, actual, like, pain.
Okay.
So you've had your first move action, second move action?
Right. So because there's a plant in this direction, that is where the thrones are, I'm going to continue on my trajectory and end up next to Skrark here.
Yep, that scans. In which case then, Skrark is now up.
Skrark is going to continue to retreat from the creature. Still going the long way around this big circular corridor.
Can't believe I've managed to get you retreating. It's been so many years. I'm so happy.
I think they're going to double move.
Ooh, speedy.
So they've still just...
Aw, none of you has panicked and triggered a plant yet.
They've still got just about line of sight back to the creature, but they've gone quite far around, which means they can see the whole rest of the corridor, which you've already revealed for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Hamid.
Yeah.
You're up.
Withdraw action.
Boo!
One, two,
the worst
three,
action!
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Straight line. Flying.
The worst action.
Flying triples my movement speed, and I love it so much.
Excellent. Nice.
At which point, the creature's turn. It doesn't move, it just seems to hover there. Quite chill.
Now that Cell threw a bomb at it, can I get another Knowledge Arcana check to try and work out why the frost didn't affect it? Or do I have not have
yeah,
time to consider
that
information?
Yeah, that's very cheeky, but I'll allow it, because I'm hitting you with very weird stuff.
He's thinking while he runs.
I rolled a 4, so it's probably irrelevant.
Nothing! You learn nothing!
Yeah.
You learn nothing!
Yeah.
Nothing. Good. That pleases me. In which case, then, let me check something quickly. Just going to do a cheeky little range find.
I think if the creature drains charisma from Cell, I mean, can you die of lack of charisma?
So every stat has a specific effect when you get to 0. Mm-hmm. And I think the only one that kills you outright is if con gets to 0.
Right.
Charisma knocks you into a coma if it drops to 0.
Is that the effect? Sure, yeah.
Mental stats put you into a coma.
Mm-hmm.
Physical stats put you into a permanent paralysis, apart from constitution, which is literally like your life force. So that's the one that'll kill you.
Yeah.
You may be ahead of me, though. Can I have a will save, please, as this migraine just starts to... just seem to use up your entire world.
Yep. This is not going to go well. 7.
Oh, no.
Cell takes 3 charisma drain and 1 constitution drain.
Okay.
So your core charisma stat has gone down by 3 points.
To
and your
3?
Core constitution has gone down by 1 point. And not the bonus has gone down, the core stat itself has.
Okay, cool. So they are still, oddly, at a higher total hit points than they would have if they weren't a beast.
Yeah, that scans.
But they're pushing near the ceiling of what they would be.
Can everyone please give me, apart from Cell, a perception check?
15.
21.
4.
Hamid. I don't think Skrark has line of sight to Cell. From the map?
I still need a perception check from Skrark and from Azu as well, please.
24.
Oh, perfect.
That makes me think the cutoff is 25.
31 for Skrark.
Okay, enough for basically everyone, even Azu.
Yay!
It wasn't clear on the first sort of drain, but certainly on the second one. As it's drained, it seems to have gotten denser, and it seems to glow brighter with a purple light, whereas before it was sort of a dim light, now it's bright light that's coming out from it.
Hmm.
Definitely seeming to be powering up or something as it's feeding on people.
Oh, boy.
Oh dear.
In which case then, it doesn't move. Cell, you're up. I will remind you, you know this creature has reach, you just don't know how far the reach is.
They're going to withdraw.
Yeah, very sensible.
So they've moved 30 feet.
Understood. In which case, then, Zolf, you are up.
Cool. How beat up is Selican?
So, physically, they're not particularly wounded, but they're, like, nearly, like, slavering bestial. Like, rah, 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 rah. I don't know how charisma... They seem very unlikable, suddenly.
To be clear, you haven't taken much hit point damage, then?
No, fine. Not a huge amount.
Cell just looks like the kind of person who'd suddenly be really pro-banker, and you're not sure why.
Goodness me.
At the moment, Cell really looks like they might vote Tory. Which feels wrong, you know? You look at that and this feels deeply wrong, but it's...
In which case, I am going to cast Sanctuary on them. Shout. Mm-hmm. Don't attack, just run. and then move.
Do you still have an extant sanctuary upon yourself as well, Zolf?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yes, basically, Lid, if the creature attacks you, it has to pass a DC 16 will save, or it cannot. If you attack it, the effect ends.
Okay.
Also, if it attacks you successfully, the effect also ends. So if anybody attacks anybody, the effect ends, but it will prevent you from being attacked, hopefully, for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Azu, you're up.
Keeps pegging it.
Understood.
So a double move would be 40 feet, so 5, 10, 15, 20... 25. Slams into the wall a bit. I think that was 30. 35. Slams back into the wall a bit, and then that's.
Clang, bang, clang, bang. Ah, clang, bang, 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 run. Ah, clang, bang, bang. In which case, then, Skrark is up.
Continues to move.
Understood. So, for the listener's benefit, everyone is now running down either side of this circular curve in a desperate attempt to sort of flee around it. Hamid, you're up.
I mean, Hamid is very tempted to cast a parting Scorching Ray before he flees.
You do you, dude. You do you.
How loudly did Zolf yell, "Don't attack it"?
You heard. This was a purely silent room, and nothing that you are fighting has made a single sound. The only noises have been from yourselves.
Hamid does not cast a spell at it. Right, so that means I get to double move, which is 120 foot. So.
Wow.
Flying. Zoom. 5.
Actually, thinking about that, that's a really scary. If you actually visualize this encounter, this is just you hear the cries of no sound of the monster, no movement, no real combat, just.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't really conceptualize that.
It's what happens when you're attacked by a color.
I've made it all the way around the curve because flying is great.
Zip. Congrats to you. I'm going to be taking another 2 turns.
Yeah.
As a run.
Give me a will save.
Who?
You.
Me?
Azu. Give me a will save.
Oh, God. Okay.
Roll good.
I don't like the sound of that, like, at all. At all. Well, here we go. That's 21.
Cool. You take 3 charisma drain and 1 constitution drain.
What? But it hasn't touched me. That's not fair. That's not fair.
It somehow doesn't move, but starts to fill your vision, very migraine style. You lose 3 charisma and 1 constitution. You are right. That's not fair. This is what happens. If you keep making me up my game, this is what it looks like. More maths for everyone. So on that, lovely, lovely, delicious nom nom nom. I'm going to take a break and come back and then nom 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 some more and eat up all of your stats, your delicious stats.
If it's actually eating the charisma, I think we're all just charmed by the void and can chuck in all the rest. So I, for one, welcome our new, very cool void overlord.
Nom 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 nom. Delicious player character stats. Nom nom. Zolf,
stop nomming.
Nom, nom.
Okay.
Coincidentally, Sel at 3 charisma is making about that much sense.
Zolf, you are up.
Cool. I moved twice. That I'm just down the end of the curved corridor and can now see back into the Great Hall or the Grand Chamber or Council Rooms.
Hamid and Zolf have almost simultaneously come around those corners and seen each other across the huge dead plant.
Their eyes met across a planty room.
Azu, you are up.
She's going to keep running, but she does want to hit it, but she's going to keep running. So she's going to go... The run action is just double my move speed, right?
No, that's double move. Run is a specific thing. Don't do run, just double move.
Although, I mean, if you want to run in a straight line, you could do that. It's still a straight line.
Yeah. That's not an accurate representation of what 80 feet is, though.
No, it's not 80 feet, but you can draw that line. And, oh, no, hang on a minute. You've got to get to at least, like, here to run past the blooming watcher plant.
Yeah, so the fact that we also have to skirt around the watcher plants, I think a double move
is better. You are correct that this is built to stop you from just immediately going, bye! Yeah.
Right, double move it is.
Clack, 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 clack. Skrark is up.
Skrark is going to move past the plant, but he's not going to move back into the main room because he's going to keep an eye on Azu.
Aw, thank you.
Understood. Hamid, you're up, nippy boy.
So, Hamid, I assume this is quite a big chamber with quite a high roof.
Very high, yes.
Hamid is going to fly forward a bit, back into the chamber, and then up and try and get, because he needs to work around the watcher plants, and he's going to have a perspective from quite high up into this
chamber.
That's
very easy to do. Yeah, that's very, very easy.
And does looking down on the dead plant give him any extra information about what's
there?
Yeah,
give me a perception check.
Let's get a good roll for the first time in a while, shall we? That's a good roll. Oh, hells yeah. 33.
Yay!
33! Okay, yeah, I can give you some more info with your top-down perspective. It looks like people were mid-experiment when this stuff went off.
Oh, dear.
You're only really able to see it from the top down because there's a big sort of wreath of tendrils and dead plant all around it, which is kind of blocking a lot of the view. Hmm. But from the top down, you can see that there's a large amount of sort of connected apparatus, which more or less seems to be connected. And, yeah, you get the distinct impression that someone was attempting to do something with this plant as it went off. There is a large amount of scientific equipment in the middle.
Some sort of mechanism that might be designed to harm it, is what you're saying.
I didn't say those words. Those are your words, but
no?
Definitely okay. There is a large amount of equipment in the very midst of it that you wouldn't have seen from the sides looking in.
It is dead. It is dead, isn't it?
Still hasn't moved. Smells very dead.
Oh, no.
Okay, earlier you also mentioned the emanation of purple light from it.
So, the emanation of the purple light still seems to sort of faintly illuminate it.
Okay.
You could get... is detect action a standard action?
Detect magic would be a standard action, yeah, so...
You did detect magic earlier.
Yeah.
You didn't detect magic on that plant. As far as you can tell, it might be an ambient effect similar to that...
Oh, weird, okay.
...thing that was affecting... Yeah, it's odd. To be clear, this isn't a mistake at my end. It's really odd. It's very odd behaviour.
Okay. That's my turn. Move and observe.
Understood. My new very charismatic friend, who I've decided now sounds like silky butter, even though they're completely silent, is going to pass straight through the wall and fly into the main chamber.
No!
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I thought it might do that.
Don't like it.
Very glad of that, because otherwise Cell would probably be unconscious.
So the first thing it does is it...
Attack Cell through the wall? No.
It flies straight through the wall into the main chamber, but as it does so... Let me check something. Can everyone who can see into the main chamber give me a perception check?
Yep. 24.
17 for Hamid and 21 for Skrark.
Zolf, you're the only one that seems to notice this. It seems to have almost a drag effect towards the plant. So it flies in, fine, and then it's almost like... It's like there's a drain sucking it in towards the plant, and it seems to be circumnavigating that. It's trying to cut Zolf off, it looks like, from the plant itself, but it seems to be struggling to navigate space around the plant. It seems to be getting drawn towards it somehow.
Okay.
It's a very subtle effect, and you're the only one to notice it.
Sure, I will shout about it when it's my turn.
Cell, you're up.
Cool. I think it's worth flagging here that playing... I'm thinking about playing a character who has 3 charisma. We've talked about migraines quite a bit, and I, at least, when I get migraine with aura, lose the ability to speak. And I am just very aware that playing a stat that has dropped so low, where some of the, like, reading up on what Pathfinder kind of does it, I'm not all that comfortable with the way that it describes...
That's fine, I understand what you're saying.
Social connections. So just, flagging up for listeners, the way I am playing it is the sort of way that is something that happens to me quite a bit, which is losing ability to speak and grab words.
Sure.
and finding faces and social things very distressing and confusing. So that's just where I'm going with it, because I think it could go into an awkward direction if I wasn't conscious about being... nearly unconscious.
I get you. Yeah, it scans. It follows. Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah, cool. I just wanted to flag that. And with all of that deep thinking around, Cell's just going to run, while probably making that noise. but quietly, I think it's going to be a double move action so that they can steer around that watcher.
Yep. So you're nippy and all. All right, Zolf, you're up.
Looks like it's being dragged towards a plant. If we can... chuck it in, maybe it'll go away. I don't know.
Cell just winces at this weirdly blank look at you.
Yeah, and to be clear, I am yelling that at, like, the room.
Yeah.
I think you can hear him. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And then I'll move past it towards the plant and maybe see if I can drag it along with me. I don't know.
Oh, Zolf.
You will trigger an attack of opportunity?
Yep, it needs to make a will save.
What's the DC of the will save?
16.
Six seeds.
Yeah.
25 to hit.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Four save.
25.
Boo!
Well, I'm not that concerned.
It's only 11 damage. However, could you please describe to me what mundane equipment you are carrying?
time for Zolf to lose his trousers again.
What area?
Oh, that's good. No, he's right. I need to pick an area.
Don't pick the trousers.
Oh, you're gunning for shirtless Zolf. Interesting.
Torso.
My coat disintegrates.
Oh, I like that coat. You've had it ages.
Yep. I'm still wearing... I do have a magical breastplate, so that is...
Sure. But your coat's just... Yeah. Into dust.
The trench coat.
Poor old coat.
Azu, you are up.
All right. Keeps running. One. Two. Three. Bash into the wall. Bash into the wall again. Six.
I think it's worth saying, because I just wasn't looking at the map what the first time you said that, so I thought you were running into either side of the corridor. And so I just think it's worth... Now
around.
I'm actually watching how Helen is moving the character. Like, no, she's just hugging the edge of the wall. She's not banging onto either side of the corridor.
Like a bowling ball when the bumpers are up.
Yes, exactly. Like, that's genuinely what I thought was happening. So just in case any of the listeners have as poor a spatial awareness imagination as I do, no.
Right, ends up there.
Understood. Skrark is up.
Skrark does nothing.
Understood.
Keeping an eye on Azu, keeping an eye over the room, maybe move a single step just to have a better vantage point.
Yeah, that's fine. Hamid, can you give me a perception check, please?
30 total.
As the...
Oh, no, sorry, I misread my dice. 28 total.
Still enough. As the colour purple moved into the main chamber, you're able to discern from your perspective a specific component within all of that morass of equipment still seems to be live and seems to have sort of activated by its presence and seems to be eliciting a sort of faint purple glow as it is there, and it definitely seems to have reacted to this thing's presence. The rest of the equipment seems dead.
Hamid uses his 60 foot of fly to land in the middle of the plant next to all the equipment.
Oh, Hamid. Oh, Hamid. Oh, no. Oh, Hamid, you're fine.
Oh, my God. He's so squishy.
Whenever he does that, like the pitying voice, everything's going to be okay. It's like the weird reverse. Like, oh, no.
I feel like he's signalling we have to use the mechanism to get rid of this thing. But if he's not signalling that, then fair enough. He's being a good GM. He's not laying it out, but I feel like he is at least hinting at a potential out for this situation.
It's like there's a hint in the room, but I'm not sure where it is.
What I'm enjoying doing is the audience can't see the map, which is... The plant in the middle of the room is what? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, God, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65. It's about 60, 70 feet across on each side. I love putting the biggest, baddest monster in the middle of the room and then hitting you with something that you can't even see.
I have asked like four different times whether it's definitely dead too, because I've been scared.
You land in the middle of it. You notice that there seems to be a purple glow seems to dance upon your skin, almost like the spell Fairy Fire.
Presumably Hamid recognises that spell. I can't remember what that does off the top of my head. It sort of illuminates incorporeal stuff.
It illuminates incorporeal stuff, illuminates things that are invisible. It makes it basically outlines stuff. It's basically like hitting something with a glitter bomb, really.
I guess I take my standard action to study whatever mechanisms are here to work out what they're doing and how they're used.
Give me a knowledge arcana.
Yeah, this would be a really good time for a good roll. Oh, 19, get in. That is a total of 36.
Yes. 36? Congratulations on hitting the high DC. I didn't think people would necessarily hit.
Ooh.
So, I'm not joking, it was 35. Okay.
I'm not surprised, that sounds about right for a high level thing.
So, someone has been using Magitek here. specifically to force planar adjustments in a localized space. Now, what that actually means for this is you are confident from that. You look at this and go, brainwave moment. You look at this and just go, I know what it is. I know what all this is. Basically, the glowing component appears to be your kill switch.
Okay.
Ooh. That appears to be your kill switch. All of this apparatus around it appears to have been an attempt at basically kicking it into life. It appears to have a power source that is derived from planar interactions themselves. So you know how a thermocouple takes energy from a hot place and a cold place?
Yeah.
Bash them together, you get energy. That, but with planes. This thing is fueling itself using the planes. All of this apparatus seems to have been used to kick it into gear. Now that it is extant, it's on there. You're pretty certain it is feeding on the energy of whatever that big thing is that's been attacking all of you. And you're all but certain that the one life component is the now viable kill switch, and that what it's trying to do is kill the planar activity that is in the immediate area. And you also see that there is an easy way to disconnect it. All of this other apparatus has been used up in its creation. That's your boy.
Okay, that is probably my 6 seconds.
Like I said, brainwave.
Yeah, so... I don't know if I should ask more now or if I should wait till my next initiative turn, but obviously I want to grab this thing and fly off with it, which I can't do till next turn anyway, really. But I also want to know, is there like an obvious off switch, and do I think pressing it would kill the weird planar entity in this room or disconnect it from this
plane? You rolled such an obscenely high...
It was a really good roll. It wasn't a natural 20, high. But...
There is what seems to be an off switch. You think that the solution that you're looking for might be to bring this thing closer to it rather than to try and turn it off. If you turn it off, you're more likely to make life easier for it. This thing is hunting cool. for planar energy to eat. You are clearly fighting some kind of planar entity that has either been created by the plant or created by the device. You're not sure, but that's the interaction at play here.
Okay, if there's time, I will use a free action to shout, I think this thing might stop it. And that is definitely all I have time for.
Understood. At which point, the creature is facing off against a tasty, tasty boy full of hit points.
No.
Yep.
Rather distressingly, and I'm annoyed because this is Ben playing well, it makes no sense for it to attack anyone else. I really want it to, but it doesn't.
Yep. Aww.
So I will guess I'm going for beefy hit points McGee.
Yeah, go on, drain my hit points, see if I care. Or my charisma, see if I care.
What's your touch, AC?
Oh, right, 15.
Okay, it hits at least. Give me a 4 save that'll ruin my day.
It's a rubbish roll. 17.
Okay, finally. And then I roll rubbish, fine. It's 19 damage.
Cool.
And... do you have anything sort of upon your arms or basically upper half of the body that's mundane?
But your trousers are fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Equipment, but not living flesh, and hair counts as living flesh.
Suspenders, so his trousers fall down.
Trousers fall down. Trousers.
No, I said upper half. I rolled for it. I'm sorry. I want it to be the trousers. Wow. I really want to see it, but
my
no.
shirt?
If you haven't, if it's already gone, it's fine. But anything that you are wearing, basically from the waist up, that is non-magical, is gone. It's just
all right. Yeah. So I'm just wearing. I've just got a breastplate on at this point.
Yeah, that's fine. In which case, then I think that's all it does. I do hate it when you play correctly, Ben. It does harsh my buzz.
What can I say?
Good.
Cell, you're up.
Cell's gonna fly in. And then from, let's say, they've done one move action, so they're at the, what's the word, threshold of the big circly thing.
Yeah, at the threshold of the main chamber.
But let's say high up. I'm going to say they don't need to fly upwards because they're just maintaining the height that they had in the corridor, which had stairs going down. So they're just high, maybe 5, 10, 15 up.
Yeah, that scans.
In which case, I'm just going to wonder if they can do a perception check and so begin to see what's going on with the mechanism-y stuff, because that's the sort of thing they might be useful in.
Give me a perception check.
It's a 16. They get a 16.
Definitely someone was doing an experiment, but with that, you're not spotting high enough for the info that Hamid's managed to gain.
I mean, Cell is fatigued or whatever, magically sleepy and drained.
You've got Cell's got a lot on. They have
Cell's,
a
Cell's
lot.
Cell's got a lot on right now. Cell like looks at the sort of experiment that often they literally dream about, like that. You are within a Cell daydream of magitech and biomechanical weirdness, and they're just like, oh, I've got a headache.
In which case, then, Zolf, you're up.
Cool. I will convert the level 4 spell Divine Power into a cure critical wounds on myself.
Understood?
Solid.
That works.
4d8 plus 10. Oh, God, I don't have that many d8s.
4d8? 4? Why not just ask for a d12 and be done with it? Go.
20, 34.
I love the idea of Ben at, you know, at his game shop. Can I interest you in this D8? No, I'll have 19 more D6s, though.
I mean, in my dice bag, because I play World of Darkness and Exalted, I have, like, 40 D10s.
Yeah.
Because there's so many dice that you run on. So I'm back up to 60 hit points. And then I hate it. Don't do anything, because I'll provoke an attack of opportunity, and that's it. Yeah. Oh, wait, no. I'll take a 5-foot step towards the plant closer, just to, you know, draw it on.
I hate you so much. Azu, you're up.
Still running.
Bang. Look, Azu is an artillery cannon, bang. By which I mean you don't move around quickly, but you're really bang. Hurt when you're hit.
So that's one of my moves, and then 5.
Azu, you see Hamid in the depths of the dead plant, lit with an eldritch purple glow. You see Zolf facing off against an admittedly also purple glow.
Yes.
Cell is...
You see Cell with a headache.
Cell has a headache. What do you do?
I'll... Hamid, get out of there.
Fair play. Skrark is up.
So Skrark is just, as Azu comes... past him, we'll just check that you're okay, basically.
Aww.
And then run with you and keep on running. And probably kind of head slightly back towards the north to get a better vantage point over the room while avoiding the watcher plants. Quite close to, you know, the kind of the edges of the big dead plant, but not, like, diving into it.
Understood. Hamid, you're up.
Hamid grabs the power source, the planar power source thing.
You are certain, by the way, because you've been careful, you did roll high, you can grab and yank. There's no, like, 10 actions to uncouple it or anything.
Yep. Yeah, Hamid does that. And then uses his fly move to move up and over the plant towards the creature. Depending on exactly how, he's probably going to go, probably had to go up a bit and then along a bit. So can probably get to about there, I reckon, but higher up. So he's basically still over the plant, but, like, higher up enough to be out of the plant in a literal sense.
I hate both of you for a reason that I can't articulate. Understood? It is clear as you've moved closer, this thing is warping up towards whatever it is. Like, it is being elongated out. And then it is its turn. The most damning blow. It moves 5 foot closer... to Hamid.
Yay.
Because of how its behaviours work. Think Ghostbusters when they're sucking it into the trap. There is a sudden bright, blinding, white arcing light that splits between the two as whatever this thing is and whatever that device is interact with one another violently. It is a searing, bright, magnesium flare white. Everyone is temporarily blinded, just there is nothing to see but whiteness. And as all of your vision returns, my new charismatic friend is missing.
And for flavour, because it took a 5-foot step, I definitely try and take an attack of opportunity and it's slorped away from my blade.
You just shake your fist at it.
Yeah.
Okay, fair play.
I'm just glad I didn't have to fly inside it personally.
Mm. Yeah. Me too.
I had considered it, but no. Yeah. Congratulations. Oh. Would you like to know a fact to do with this that will please you immensely, Helen?
Yeah.
Would you like to know what that monster was called?
What was it called, Alex?
the colour out of space.
Yeah!
Because Pathfinder and D&D are nothing if not derivative.
Yeah. Can okay, I recommend the Nicolas Cage film, The Colour Out of Space, for something that's absolutely book wild?
Fair play. I have to admit, you have engaged and managed to avoid the panic I hoped to ensue. You didn't trigger your watchers. And you've got yourself a kill switch, so I...
Sell is pretty... I mean, panicked isn't quite the right word. Like, I mean, you're like, oh, everyone's fine. Cell's over there, like, massaging their forehead and rocking slightly, like...
Well, we're alive and we can comfort each other afterwards. And then we need to run again. It'll be all right.
Yes.
But until then, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.